A Chinese scientist set off a firestorm recently by claiming that he'd created the world's first gene-edited babies. He Zhongkuai told members of a global media conference that he'd altered the genes of twin girls while they were embryos to protect them from the HIV virus. There are still doubts about the claim because the research was not subjected to peer review. But even if it did work, many scientists say it was at the very least an unethical experiment. I spoke about the controversy with Dr. Leah Burke, pediatric geneticist and professor at the University of Vermont, and asked about her reaction when she first heard the news.
I was actually appalled. I think that there's a lot of technology that we have that we don't necessarily need to use until it's been thoroughly researched. And even then, there should be some brakes put on it.
I do want to talk about what he claimed he did here. He used a science called CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R. Mm-hmm. In the simplest kind of terms, how does that work?
So CRISPRs were identified in bacteria, and it was part of the bacteria's immune system against viruses. So bacteria, in order to keep going, they can't be infected by viruses themselves because they would be destroyed. So they discovered in bacteria that there were lengths of DNA that had sort of repeats, and then there were spaces in between the repeats. And the spaces in between the repeats changed. And what they discovered was that the bacteria would see a new virus, they would identify a stretch of DNA in that new virus, put that as a spacer between these repeats, and then that bacterial machinery, the next time they encountered a virus, could recognize that stretch of DNA and cut up the DNA. So the way that's used in gene editing is that if you have a stretch of DNA and you know that there's a mistake or a change in that DNA code, a typo, you could make a matching piece to that error, put it in a CRISPR between those repeat segments, and the enzyme would then cut that.
You can literally edit that out.
Edit it out, yes.
I mean, I'm thinking about this in simple terms that I can relate to when we do a radio interview like this one.
That's right. Edit
out certain sections that we recognize that don't work or we don't need or what have you. So why is that bad?
Well, all of that sounds like a very good thing. But we know that that's inexact. For a bacteria, that doesn't really matter. But for a human being or for cells, you want to make sure that it's not making cuts in other genes that might not need that cut, or it might be deleterious to that gene. We don't know how it may have made that embryo or now child more susceptible to other viruses that might be equally deadly.
It's the unknown.
It's the unknown, absolutely. Mm.
Well, most of the criticism that I've heard about Zhongkuai's experiment is that it could lead to what they call designer babies, trying to create genetically superior human beings. And this brings up very troubling ethical questions. It even reminds us of the abuses of the eugenics movement in Vermont's own past. Given that you work in a clinical capacity at UVM with patients that do have genetic issues, isn't there the potential here for some good in editing out those genetic abnormalities that you were just talking about that could cause great harm?
Yes, I think there is always the potential to do good, to edit genes that don't work correctly in a person who has a disease or a condition. But we don't understand how all the developmental genes work in the developing embryo. We don't know how editing genes in the embryo will affect the way the other genes work. When we take a sort of a leap in our research, it's usually done with a very clear threat to health. These were healthy embryos.
You say these were healthy embryos. Then why was he then saying that he was doing this to protect these girls from the HIV virus?
That's where it's unclear. My understanding is that the father had an HIV infection, not the mother. So there was actually no threat of vertical, what we call vertical mother-to-child infection to these embryos. And there are lots of treatments that we use for women who are pregnant and HIV positive to prevent the vertical transmission, and it works pretty well. So he was doing a treatment that wasn't necessarily necessary.
Dr. Leah Burke is a pediatric geneticist at the University of Vermont. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.